Wednesday morning from 5 to 6 on sirenonline.co.uk. Settle back and enjoy a little bit of Michelle Monroe magic on the Midweek Drive.
It's a bit like the J.R. Hartley letter there, really. The Michelle Monroe magic. It works our way through, relaxing. Only 7 days before we celebrate Matt Monroe's birthday, eh, Michelle?
Yes, he would have been 80.
You see?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And kindly, Siren 107.3 FM have allowed me 2 songs next week. So, you know, it's amazing. But what I would like is everybody to email me at my website, mattmonroe.com. No, that's not my website, is it? My email address, that's it.
I wasn't thinking about, not so, what about that? What about Facebook?
Facebook, that's a very good idea.
Yeah,
the 2 songs.
Yeah, I mean, you can already see that Natalie has already updated her status on Facebook to include her wonderful shot of her on her first location report interviewing a doggy, which was fantastic.
You interviewed a dog?
Well, it kind of sniffed the microphone and then that was,
you're
that
lucky
was the interview.
Didn't do anything else.
Not for our first show. Listen, it was bad enough keeping those farmers away from chatting her up half the time. It was unbelievable, but there we are.
Are you like a chaperone?
That's my role in life. Yeah, as you said, I mean, I was just amazed to find that, you know, we share the same 3rd of January birthday. I thought after David Vine had actually passed away and John Thor that most of the people who shared my birthday had actually popped their clogs. But no, Natalie is here, sorting the thing through.
That's something to make you feel better.
Exactly. Yes, in my advancing years. Well, you know, it's
pipe and slippers time, is it?
Well, you know, we're reflecting on the whole routine. I know we Capricorns get better as we actually get more chronologically gifted, apparently.
You?
Yeah, apart from Elvis Presley, of course, who died when he was 42. But anyway, we're not talking about Elvis. We're talking about Matt Monroe. And we're not talking about age either, because even though, you know, yesterday we might have been older than we were today, we might have been young. There's a link here, Michelle, isn't there?
There might be.
Did you see that?
Well,
you see,
I did, Alex. Yeah.
Thank you.
And maybe it will become clearer to the listeners when I say that in 1972, Dad began recording a new album featuring singers and composers who had passed on and were now the other side of the stars. That was the chosen title. And it featured recordings made famous by artists like Al Jolson, Jim Reeves, Judy Garland, Mario Lanza, Louis Armstrong, Edith Piaf, amongst others. Now, that was the first and only full album that Dad ever made with Colin Keyes, who coincidentally is now my brother's musical director. For reasons unknown, the album sat buried for 3 years and wasn't released until 1975, much to my dad and Colin's annoyance. When the final album track listing was put together, today's song selection was overlooked, even though it was recorded at the same sessions. But perhaps because it was composer and singer Charles Aznavour was, and still is, very much alive. It took much longer to get to retail. When I say longer, Alex, I'm talking 31 years after it was recorded. I was finally able to release it on the 2004 album Matt Monroe, The Collection. The song, Yesterday When I Was Young.
Seem to recall I first heard that sung by Bing Crosby on one of his last albums, and it was.
Oh, really? Well, listening to it now, I kind of feel I should have kept it for his birthday. Would have been appropriate.
It's different. We'll see what manifests.
It can be like the Queen. You can have a build-up to his birthday,
it's very true.
Done.
Natalie, how's the reading of The Singer's Singer, the premier book of 2010, coming on? Because I know you're savouring it and you're sort of working through every page.
I am. So far, I'm getting up to... Matt has just stopped working with Decca.
Yes.
And is now selling... Is it... Well, it wouldn't be CDs, would it? It would be tapes.
No, wouldn't be selling CDs unless, of course, Matt Monroe got hold of a time-travelling machine and managed to sort of whisk backwards and forwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But, selling them for... I've forgotten what it was, but it was like 50p or something. Something silly.
What you're talking about was going up Tin Pan Alley trying to get demos for £5 a time.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Were they on CD?
Natalie, you actually have to read the book.
You see, another thing, you can always tell that Michelle, she'll always get on the Capricorn's back. So, you know, it's a bottom line.
When's your birthday, Michelle?
2nd of April, Aries.
There you go.
Sign of the zodiac.
Exactly.
And the first sign of the zodiac, may I add?
Well, there you are. And, of course, the sign that you share with John Major and Adolf Hitler. But there we are.
Say again?
John Major and Adolf Hitler.
Are
interesting.
They on the same day? Afraid,
well, I'm not, I don't think they're quite there. David Cassidy, he's also an Aries.
Oh, well, I don't mind sharing with him.
Where there we are.
Hitler, I do draw the line. Especially if I'm Jewish.
Exactly. Oh, I do think there might be, a slight issue there.
Yeah,
but
it's
no.
Funny because my mother used to call me Mussolini.
Oh, dear.
Going with the Aries and the bosses.
You can tell us this goes out on Heaven FM as opposed to From Heaven Till Eight. It's, you know, people will be saying, I don't know what's going on here. Outrageous, really.
It is. It's a bit of frivolity.
Precisely. So how do people get in touch with you on Facebook to actually get it, basically say, look, this is the
way
forward?
Well, I've got a page
forward
on Facebook. Mm-hmm. My name is spelt with one L, so it's MICHELE.
Mm-hmm. There we are.
MONRO, as we've said before. An anagram of moron.
There we are.
So if you put my name in, it will come up with my page, and I'd love to hear from everybody with your suggestions for the two songs for next Wednesday.
Natalie, you might like to even join and connect on there. Just sort of share. Have you joined Michelle Monroe's Facebook page, Joy?
No, but I'm going to. I'm terrible, Michelle. I hardly ever go on Facebook, but I always think I must go on Facebook more. But yeah, I'll check it out.
Have you, Alex?
I have, actually, Michelle.
Oh, well, well done you. I'll have to look. You.
Well, exactly. Yes, I am there.
Are you friends on Facebook?
I'm fairly
no,
so.
I've got a fan page.
Oh, right.
Oh, is it a like page, anyway? I'm
well,
sure.
It was set up as a birthday present for me, very kindly, by the girls who manage Matthew. And so they set it up as a fan page, so it's a bit different. I haven't had one before, but I'm learning how to use it, really. I'm just adding sort of little jots of notes.
So don't you friend people from it, Michelle? Does it not work like that?
I don't know. I do get messages, but I tend to delete them because I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's very true. It's always the safe way.
You know, I'm a technophobe. I don't like it. I'm frightened of it all. I'm getting old, you see.
Oh, no.
In my day, we didn't have computers.
People used to write letters. That's what used to happen.
Amazingly. Yeah. And put stamps on envelopes.
Good heavens.
Things like that.
It's astounding.
It's historic, Alex.
Well, you know, these are the things which we'll work our way through. It's a change. It's the way of life. That's the key thing.
You used to take forever phoning somebody as well, didn't it, with the old dial phones?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes nearly as long as you reading the book.
I think
next week's challenge is you must read at least 3 or 4 pages.
Yes.
Oh, there was at least 3 there.
I'm sure. Really good question.
Okay.
Precisely.
It'll
be sorted. We'll be addressed for that. Joy, last 2 questions for Michelle, please.
Michelle, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
No, it gets zanier each week.
It's like Richard Fitzwilliams, the female version, isn't it, really? You have the editor of Who's Who. My first Richard was Matt Monroe in Who's Who. Actually, was Matt Monroe featured in Who's Who?
I don't think so.
Outrageous. Never mind. Spice Girls get in, but Who's Who don't.
And he was turned down for a blue plaque as well.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
it
shouldn't be allowed.
What's the world coming to?
I don't know. But I did have a nice letter from the palace.
Oh, that's good.
When I asked if he could have an OBE or MBE or one of those such little titles that they give out. Yep. And was told that it is only done, or it isn't done posthumously, but that he was one of the greatest singers this country exported.
Oh,
so
that's lovely.
Nice.
Well, thank heavens, at least there was some acknowledgement from that point of view.
Was that signed from Liz herself?
No, it's by her secretary. Of course, but it's still got the letterhead on, and it's
So, the second question then.
Michelle, will you be back again next week for your dad's birthday celebratory songs?
Better come on and blow out the candle.
Precisely, in a metaphorical sense. Michelle Monroe, of course, as ever, we salute you.